Okay, so this is Claire Coyne. I'm interviewing Noreen Kent in her flat at Macklin Street in Holborn on the 22nd of July 2014. So first of all, Noreen, could you tell me your full name and the name you prefer to be called?
Noreen Rosa Kent, and I'm called Noreen.
And what year were you born?
1932.
And whereabouts were you born?
Neal Street, Covent Garden.
And which primary and secondary schools did you go to?
Oh, I first started at Endell Street for a couple of years, and then we moved out. The house was condemned, and we moved up off Theobald Road, and I went to St. George the Martyr. And I was evacuated when the war broke out in 1939 with that school.
And which secondary school did you go to after the?
Oh, during the war,
Yeah.
lots of the schools were closed. They kept closing the schools when the bombing got bad. And first of all, I went to temporary Charing Cross Road. It was a temporary arrangement because Hugh Middleton, that's a school I was going to in Finsbury, was evacuated. The doodlebugs, the V-1 rockets were landing in London. And I went there for a year, and then there 1944, they reopened Hugh Middleton, and then I went there.
And could you tell me your mother and father's main occupation in their adult lives?
My mother, because women had to leave work when they were married in that time. My mother worked for Evans Brothers, an educational publisher in Russell Square. But she worked in the post room. And my dad worked for the Holborn Borough Council on the roads.
And what was your main employment or occupation when you were working?
Shorthand typist, and then I became a secretary, and then last few years I became an assistant administrative officer.
So, you know that we're talking today about your visits to the Temple of Mithras
Yeah.
site in September 1954. What's the first thing that you remember about going to the site?
I remember the queue of people. It went right round the block.
And can you remember which day you went?
No.
And how
It
did
was
you?
in the afternoon, I think. So I either had time off from work or it was a Saturday, and I think it was a weekday.
Excuse me, it's so annoying. Okay, what makes you think it was a weekday?
I don't know, I've just got a feeling. Because the city, Holborn and London, was just being rebuilt after the war. And that was a bomb site. And they were excavating down there before rebuilding on the site. And when they found the temple,
So who did you go with, Noreen?
on my own.
So did you have an interest already in archaeology at that
Yeah,
point?
history.
And what do you think had made you develop that interest in
I
history?
don't know. It was just me, I suppose.
So you mentioned the queue, and that was one of the main things that stands out. You were there on your own in the queue. How did you pass the time? Because I presume you were there for a while.
I was 22, so I wasn't a child. I don't remember probably talking to people in the queue.
And can you remember what the weather was like?
It wasn't raining.
And were you living in Holborn at the time?
Yeah.
So did you just walk there?
I can't remember.
What was your work at the time?
Shorthand Tubbies in Fleet Street.
So it's very close.
Yeah.
And did anybody else that you knew of then go along as well at any point?
No.
And did you discuss it with anybody afterwards? Can you remember?
I probably told people about it.
And what would you say is your main memory of the day, apart from the queue?
Going down in the bomb site, as it was, and seeing the excavation and the long... It was rectangular. The low wall of the temple.
And what was your feeling on seeing that?
Well, wonder, I suppose.
How much have you thought about it since?
Not much, latterly, until now. It's a long time ago. I've seen many other ruins since then.
Oh, good. I'm going to ask you about that in a minute. I don't suppose you can remember what you wore that day, could you?
No.
And you said you had an interest in history, and you made a special effort to go to this site on your own. Can you remember how much kind of understanding you had of the context as a whole of the Roman site?
I didn't have any. I can't remember, as far as I can remember. I didn't have any understanding of it. I just learnt that they found it and I wanted to see it.
Did you go back to the site again, or did you just go the once?
I think I just went the once. Because it wouldn't have been open every day. It was only a short period of time. They were building down there.
Yeah, that's right. The dig didn't last that long. And you know the temple was resited in the early 60s. Did you go and see it then?
Yes. I was in the 70s. I was working and I read in the paper the Museum of London was asking for volunteers to help with the dig in Baynard's Castle. And so I had a week off from work where my children were away, I think, and went down there every day and helped with the dig. And while I was there, somebody came from the Museum of London and took us round as a party to see all the other sites. And they took us to see that restructuration. And I remember the guide saying they put it the wrong way round. Yeah.
And when you saw it in its new, well, where it had been recited, how did it compare for you personally?
No, nothing like it. Yeah.
So the wonder that you mentioned about seeing the site in its original place, you didn't feel any of that?
No.
So you obviously know sort of the central area of London really well because you've lived here all your life.
Yeah.
What would you say are some of the main changes that have affected you about how London, centre of London, has changed? With you mentioned all the rebuilding after the war, and
yeah, I don't like it now. There's too many people in central London, too much traffic, and I don't like the modern buildings, timber buildings they're building all over the city. I don't care for them.
Well, you asked me earlier if I had any pictures about the when you went to visit the site, from the site at the time in 1954. So,
let me get my...
Oh, you're getting glasses, yeah.
I can remember it standing in the queue and looking down at the huge site, and it was in the far corner.
So this is the a picture of the queue that you mentioned.
Yeah. I think the queue went along that street. I seem to remember it went round the block. There were so many people there.
And this this might be a view of the site that you remember. That there's people looking over the wall there.
Which is that? Which is that? That's the original site.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So is this the wall that you mentioned looking over there?
As far as I remember, we went down and walked around. Perhaps it was that. Because you couldn't walk around all over it because it was all rubble and stuff. Yeah.
This is another picture of the queue.
Yeah. You see, it goes round. Queen Victoria Street. Amazing.
What was amazing about it?
The queue.
How many people went?
Hundreds, thousands.
Why do you think so many people went?
Because they were interested.
Do you think there was any particular reason people were so interested in it?
Well, interest in history and archaeology, I suppose. Have you got any newspaper cuttings?
I have, yeah. I'll show you those in a sec.
What's that one?
That's there, seeing it from above, the actual bomb site.
Yeah. Is that the temple?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
And did you get one of those tickets? Do you remember? Is that what you used to get in?
I don't remember.
This was
what was that? A folder of at that time.
Yeah, somebody.
I don't think we had tickets. We just joined the queue and went down. I can't remember having a ticket.
That's interesting. That might have been later on then, because I think they, you know, they organised themselves throughout the couple of weeks. So if you went very early on, can you remember how you heard about it?
I think I must have read it about it in the paper.
Yeah, and I think maybe the first lot of visitors, they didn't have a ticket system.
Yeah.
In fact, these people went before it was even officially open to the public.
It's amazing. Yeah.
So that's a newspaper article, Friday the 1st of October 1954. It's got the temple diagram and everything.
Gave only a homely head. I can't remember about giving any money. But perhaps they were collecting it. What does it say there? I can't see.
The Roman and Medieval London Excavation Council received £260 from the collection on the site of the Mithras Temple. Most of it was in sixpences, though there were a few £1 and 10 shilling notes. It's estimated 100,000 people visited the site between Tuesday last and Sunday night. Their average contribution to continued excavation of London sites was just over a halfpenny a head.
Yeah.
The Mithraic Temple west of Walbrook Street was once the east bank of the Walbrook Stream. Now it would be directly beneath a 7-storey block of the proposed Bucklesbury House. Engineers have advised the Legganland Property Company, the developers, that if it were arched, the nature of the soft soil would not support more than a 2-storey block.
Is that then? Then?
That was then.
Oh.
And the Bucklesbury House was built. And now they're building, Bloomberg are building a new building, as you know.
But it's fortunate that the owner of that property is sympathetic to the cause.
Yeah, that's right. I think it may have been a condition of their purchasing land as well. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I think it might have been. So this is the god Serapis, a head that was found during that 2 weeks as well.
Yeah.
And this is a letter that somebody wrote that they've sent in to us. I can't read the name, but it's somebody and I have taken the day off, and this is where we went on page 5, pointing to one of those pieces from the newspaper. It was wonderful. You have to get a ticket from Humphreys of Knightbridge, so we did this and got one for you too, because they say today is the last day, so do go along. Ask the man if you might keep the ticket for school use, please. We found bones and a tooth. Did you find anything?
No. I didn't look. I must have gone at the beginning, because as I remember it, we just went down and looked around the site and came up again. So there weren't any tickets then.
Right. And did you find any old bits, historical bits and pieces?
No.
And you said that you've always had an interest in history. Do you think, so you went along to the site because you're interested in history, but do you think going to the site sort of entrenched that interest more, or?
Yeah, probably.
And you've been to other sites, you said, since?
Yeah. I left the city. And I've been to Greece and seen ancient sites out there, to Italy. I love ancient history, to Egypt. Yeah.
So it's been quite a big part of your life then?
Yeah.
So if you were, I'm just wondering, if you were talking to a young person, now it looks like, have you got grandchildren?
Yeah.
If you were describing the visit to the Mithras site to them, what's the main thing that you would want to share with them about the day?
Well, everything, but they're not particularly interested in history. A round peg in a square hole, a square peg in a round hole.
So the rest of your family aren't really bothered about history?
No. They, no, they listen to me, but they can't have a conversation with them about it.
And how would you say, in what way would you say that, yeah, actually, should we put that down? Because I can hear it a little bit through the headphones. Do you mind if we just put the glasses case down?
Yeah.
Is that all right? Thanks.
Excuse me, I'm going to get a tissue.
Mm-hmm.
I want to blow my nose. You were saying?
If you were to try and sort of sum up the meaning that history and archaeology has had for you throughout your life, what would you say?
Well, I think more about the past than I do of the future. Yeah. Wherever I go and find out about the history of the place and explore it.
And why is that important to you?
I don't know, it's just me. We wouldn't be here now but for history. I gather they don't teach it so much in schools now.
I'm not sure, actually. I don't know.
Well, they didn't. Perhaps they've reverted.
I think they teach history. I suppose it just depends which era and how they make that choice about what to teach. So I know you're a member of COLAS. Could you just tell me what that stands for?
City of London Archaeological Society.
And how long have you been a member?
About 5 or 6 years, I think. I found it out about it through a friend of mine that was a member.
Sounds perfect for you because you really like history and you particularly like the history of London, so it sounds
Yeah,
great.
we're at the Tower the weekend past.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How was it?
It was good. We go there every year. Curlew's has a lot of stalls and they're open up the foreshore, the Tower of London, to let people down and see what they can find.
Sounds great. And do you follow history programs on telly or?
Yeah, oh no, they're on.
Do you make a point of watching things on television about history?
Yeah. Yeah.
And have there been any other groups or societies that you've been a part of over the years?
I'm a friend of Russell Square and a friend of Lincoln's Inn Fields. I've been in the Guide and the Sea Rangers when I was young.
Guide of what, sorry?
Guides and Sea Rangers, the Girl Guides and the Sea Rangers. Yeah, we had some good times.
And do you know anybody else who went to visit the site? Have you ever come across anybody who visited the
No.
site?
I can't remember years ago if I met anybody that had been there, but I can't remember.
Okay, I'm just going to check if there's anything else to ask. So you said something that stands out for you is the queuing that day. Would there be any other main thing that stands out from that day, whether it's a sensation?
Or going down to see the site, the ruin. That's what I was there for.
And what was it like that moment when you first saw it?
Yeah, great.
What did it mean to you seeing the site?
Well, looking at something that was a couple of thousand years old. Because the Romans, I understand, some of them worshipped the god Mithras. I've seen a Mithraean temple in near Rome. The Port of Rome, oh, what's the name of it? The ruin. I've got a couple of Mithraean chapels there, and they're in very good condition.
Not at the Colosseum.
No,
No, down by the port.
by the Port of Rome is toward on the sea front. I've forgotten the name.
Oh, that's okay. So, did you make a point of going to see those Mithraic sites?
No, went with my friend and we went to this place and we were exploring the ruin of this old city and we came across it.
That must have been interesting, coming across it by chance and then thinking. How much later was that from when you saw the site here in?
Oh, that was about 3 years ago.
Oh, recently.
Yeah.
Wow.
3 or 4 years ago, no more than that.
Is there anything else that you'd like to describe or share that we haven't talked about yet? Because I think we're probably coming to the end now, but there might be things that I haven't asked you about that you want to mention.
No, only that London in the early 50s was an interesting place to be, because there was a lot of bomb damage and they were building. I saw the in London Wall. That had all been bombed flat. Do you know London Wall? You from the museum, that was all flat, and I walked along there and saw the remains of the Roman Wall, which were the bombing as it exposed. So that was interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, but I can turn it off. Was there anything else you wanted to say?
Oh, I can't think of anything.
That's fine. Well, thank you so much for your time.